And now, stay tuned for Jay and the Gang on Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio.
All right, a warm hello to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 158. My name is Jay. I will be your host for the next hour of sub-underground rock and roll music. This is the 158th episode of the program. Please download or stream the other 157 at Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it now, or your favorite podcast app. Okay, so welcome to the show. That was Violent Change from the San Francisco Bay Area doing Production Life. What a great new EP from them. I think it's the best thing they've ever put out. I actually thought they weren't a band anymore. And all of a sudden, Slothmate Records puts out this incredible four-song EP. It's like a mini Sgt. Pepper, this thing. It's like this murky, experimental psych pop. It gets better every time I listen to it. You can check it out at slothmate.bandcamp.com. Again, Violent Change. They have a couple albums out and a couple other things as well. So yeah, we're going to be playing stuff like that. Not a lot of new stuff, just because there isn't a lot, right? We're in the midst of a global pandemic. This show, however, is it's quite a real Lulu, a real dilly. It may end up being something that you remember as a formative experience, no matter what your age is. So here we go. This is the other new thing that I'm going to play this show. This is Magic Markers, who really took the last decade off. They were from the East Coast, New England somewhere, Massachusetts, Connecticut, something like that. They have a new four-song EP out on Drag City. It may be digital only, though. It looks like it's called Isolated from Exterior Time, and it's one of those things where they put one track up, and then you buy it, and then you get the other three tracks once they come out. Well, this one track that they're previewing is fantastic. Really great track from Magic Markers. It's called Machine, and it sounds like this.
Ooh. Thank you. beautiful trait, born from a spot out to sea. Well, what happened to the blood, sweat, and mud? Sound check, a train wreck. But falling down, you need the tranquility of broken sound. So much time waiting on a singer wanted ads. I can't sing for shit, but that's what we have. Sound check for a train wreck. But falling down gives me the tranquility of broken sound. Born from a spat out sea. Well, what happened to the blood, sweat, and fun? Sound check, a train wreck. But falling down give me the tranquility of broken sound.
Mustard.
grow. A little church of my own. A little place of honey. Because I make no money. You make the cum in your pants. Like a two-day romance. I just stole my clothes. And I suppose I suppose.
All right, that's the Electric Eels on Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 158. That was Refrigerator. What a mind blower that was for me back in 1989 when I first heard it. It came out on an album called Having a Philosophical Investigation with the Electric Eels. It was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, where they were from in 1975-76 time frame. And they had put out two singles that also kind of came after they were a band. Those were both really hard to find, but I did find Agitated, Cyclotron, their first single, maybe a year before that, 1988 or so. And then that album came out and it was just full of gems like Refrigerator. And of course, we all know the Electric Eels pretty well now, but this was very revelatory in the late 1980s. Anyway, before Refrigerator, we heard the LA Drugs doing Stage Dive. They were from Boston, Massachusetts. That came out in 2002 on Twisted Village Records. It was a single-sided LP. I just read over on Discogs that they had a second single-sided LP that never was released. And I didn't know that. If anybody has a digital file of that they want to float over Dynamite Hemorrhage's way, let me know. I'm at dynamiteh@outlook.com. I'd love to hear that. It is a great record. Sandra Barrett was the singer there. She later went on to sing for the Major Stars. Again, the LA Drugs. Before that, we heard the Irreparables doing Broken Sound. That came out on a demo in 2011. It's subsequently been reissued as an LP. I'm not really sure if they were UK band or Spanish band, but I think UK just based from the way the guy sings. I know it was put out on a Spanish label, but Irreparables. And they never did anything after that one demo. It's good stuff. Before them, we heard Naked Spots Dance doing Crescendo / Circle Moon. That came out on a compilation called Four Stars back in 1980 with other bands from the Wellington, New Zealand area on Sausage Records. I discovered that track on a podcast that Bruce Russell from the Dead Sea put together for Flying Nun Records like 9 years ago. And it's still available online because I just checked. It's the podcast. Is called And the Maggots Dance 1-2-3. It's on SoundCloud and Mixcloud, and it's Bruce Russell playing his favorite kind of early New Zealand kind of punk, post-punk, and experimental stuff from the late 70s, early 80s, and it's really cool. There was definitely a few things I'd never heard before I heard that podcast back then. Again, Naked Spots Dance, Crescendo / Circle Moon, Edible Arrangements before that, doing Moral Man. That came out on their 2013 tape, the only thing they ever put out. They were from Brighton, England. And Magic Marker started things off with Machine. That's from their new four-song EP, Isolated from Exterior Time. And that was that. Okay, so now I've got a song that I'm going to play for you. It's kind of representative of our times. Like, while the rest of the world, soldiers on and actively fights the COVID-19 thing, my country, the United States of America, where I live, is pretty much at the lowest point in my lifetime. And it makes me pretty disconsolate. And I'm sure a lot of you that live here as well, you got to take inspiration where you can find it. For those of you who are looking for some, I have just the song for you. This is our new theme song. It's The Riots, I Can Go On, from 1966. And it sounds like this.
Though it really hurts me, I want you to know that I can go on. No one left for me to call my
give up now, I must stay alive, lost at sea, that's where you'll find me. Lost at sea, that's where you'll find me. It all started in the 19th century, as the sea held my curiosity. All I longed for was to be free, so I raised the sails and now I'm lost at sea. Lost at sea, that's where you find me. Lost at sea, that's where you find me. Lost at sea, will someone ever find me?
Yeah. said, okie dokie, now we will go. I said, okie dokie, I guess we will go. I said, okie dokie, now we will go. Now we will go. Now we will go. But I bring you flowers. Walk them through the snow. You said, why'd you bring me ornaments? Then you said, I must go. Started singing auras. But our heads said, no. I said, okie dokie, no, we will go. I said, okie dokie, I guess we will go. I said, okie dokie, now we will go. 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 Now we will go.
Okay, that was a group out of Boston called The Girls who did a track for you called Okie Dokie from 1986 from an LP which was called Girls Reunion, and it was in fact a reunion. They were better known for being a band from the mid-1970s. They did a single back then called Jeffrey, I Hear You, which came out on David Thomas of Pere Ubu's Hirpin label back then. And then they got back together, did this reunion album, which is really cool. And then there's been some stuff that's come out, well, somewhat recently, I guess, like 5-6 years ago on Feeding Tube as well, from with some of their 70s and 80s stuff. The Girls, Okie Dokie was the name of the track. Before that, we heard Half Japanese doing No Danger. That came out on their album Loud back in 1981 on Armageddon Records. We heard the Better Beatles before that doing Penny Lane. Yes, the Beatles track. And that was their shtick. The Better Beatles were a band from Omaha, Nebraska, also in 1981. And they put out one single with two Beatles covers, Penny Lane and I'm Down. And that was it. Just left in obscurity. Didn't even have a picture sleeve. And then Hooker Crook Records put out an album called Mercy Beat back in 2007, which had all their sessions and all of them were Beatles tracks. I even wrote the liner notes for it and did a band interview, which you can find on the inner sleeve of the LP. And so it's really great. I don't think I've ever played Penny Lane on the show. That from the original single is still my favorite version of a Beatles track that they did. Again, the Better Beatles doing Penny Lane. Before that, the Department Store Santas did Lost at Sea from their one and only album, which was called At the Medieval Castle, 19-100 Year Lifetimes Since. It was reissued on Superior Viaduct a few years ago. Came out originally in 1984. There was just one dude behind that. He was from the San Diego, California area. His name was Joseph DeAngelo, which is really unfortunate because Joseph DeAngelo is the name of the man that was recently arrested for the East Area Rapist, Original Night Stalker, Golden State Killer murders and rapes throughout California in the 1970s and 1980s. Subject of the book I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which is a fantastic book written by the now deceased Michelle McNamara. And it is also an HBO series that I'm currently watching right now. The show, it's a little maudlin. The book is amazing. The show is actually really good, though. It's got some really good footage in it, so it's definitely worth watching. But that's personally relevant to me because when Joseph DeAngelo, the bad Joseph DeAngelo, was striking, I was living in the East Area of Sacramento, California as a child. And my mom and all the moms were absolutely terrified, as well they should have been. It was a totally strange time where everybody, you know, all the men were buying guns and going out on night patrols and stuff like that, right in my neighborhood, right in 1977, 78, when this stuff was happening. And I was just a little kid. I didn't really understand what was going on, but I guess that's why I'm kind of fascinated with the book and the series. Anyway, the other Joseph DeAngelo, the good one, performed as Department Store Santas, and he did a track for you called Lost at Sea. We heard Knightsbridge before that doing Make Me Some Love, 1967 Texas Psychedelia. Knightsbridge before that, The Riots, started things off with I Can Go On. It was a single that originally came out in 1966. That's the new theme song for the coronavirus. It's Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 158. Check out the website that we put together at dynamitehemorrhage.com. Pretty much it's just all the podcasts, but I also publish a fanzine called Dynamite Hemorrhage. I've put out 8 issues so far. Wait. 8? Seven issues so far. The only one that's still available is number 7. The rest are all sold out, but I put them all up as PDFs, so you can download them right there on the site. Just scroll down a little bit. There's a post that has all of the Dynamite Hemorrhage fanzines if you want to look at them as PDFs. And, of course, you can order the most recent one, which is still available for $6 plus shipping anywhere in the world. Okay, so I said there was nothing new. This thing's kind of new, although it's older material. It's a band from Olympia, Washington. They were around 2009, 2012. They're called the Maxines. I've played them on the show before. They were a two-piece kind of garage punk, just sort of, you know, sloppy duo. And I like some of their stuff. It's really cool. So they had this tape that recently just got put out, like a couple days ago, called Burn It Down. Girlsville Records put it out. Apparently the tape is sold out according to the Bandcamp page, the Girlsville Bandcamp page. So the tape itself is gone, but you can get the digital files as I did. And so we are going to hear one of those digital files right now from the Maxines, recorded about 8 to 10 years ago. This is called Champagne-Induced Typo.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's a cool song I haven't played in about 100 episodes by a band called Ruby Pins. It was called Chariot was the name of the track. It came out in 2013 on M'Lady's Records. Ruby Pins were put together by a woman named Lillian Maring, who was the drummer of the band Grass Widow right before that. She did the Ruby Pins album, and I don't know what she's done since then, at least musically. I'm not sure she's done a whole lot, but the Ruby Pins is really great. Before the Chariot, we heard Saccharine Trust doing Success and Failure from the 1981 EP Pagan Icons. They were from Los Angeles, California. Before Saccharine Trust, we heard Chris Heaslewood from New Zealand doing International Smoker, and that came out on a compilation in 1994 called Runner that Alistair Galbraith put together. A lot of really cool bands on that one. Garbage and the Flowers, Chris Heaslewood, of course, Galbraith himself, and some other stuff. And I've had that for a long time, but I've never played that one on the show. Chris Heaslewood, International Smoker. Before that, Wet Blankets did No Carrots. They were some teenage punks from Australia about 5 years ago. That came out on an album called Rise of Wet Blankets in 2015, the only album Wet Blankets ever put out, and that's just a real burner. Before that, we heard the Maxines with Champagne-Induced Typo from the new tape Burn It Down, Tape and Download, on Girlsville Records. They were from Olympia, Washington, circa 2009 to 2012, and that's where we started things off. I have two more songs I'm going to play for you in this very short set, and then one long thing after that to end at Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 158. This next track, I just love it so much. I only heard it for the first time this year on Erica Elizabeth's podcast, and it's by the Prinzhorn Dance School. It's from their first album. They were from the UK. This has been out now 13 years. This song just makes me laugh. It's like comedy rock. It's called Lawyer's Water Jug by Prinzhorn Dance School, and it sounds like this. Thank you. Okay, that was a band out of Glasgow, Scotland, called The Flowers in 1979. It was called After Dark. It came out on a compilation called Earcom 1 on Fast Product Records. And the singer of The Flowers, Hillary Morrison, she was one of the founders of Fast Product Records. And that's an excellent track. She and her band also did their one and only 45. That was one of the songs on it, but not that version. In fact, it's a much inferior version, I think, to the one that came out on the Earcom 1 compilation. So there you have it. Before The Flowers doing After Dark, we heard Prinzhorn Dance School doing Lawyer's Water Jug from their debut album in 2007. They were a duo. They put out at least one other album that I really like, the one that came after that, which I can't remember what it's called right now. And then another one that I haven't heard yet. Maybe you didn't find it to be comedy rock, but there's just something about their timing and their call and response vocals. I don't know, just something. I just really like that track a lot. And so I thought I would play it for you because I thought maybe you would like it too. Hey, so Dynamite Hammerage Radio 158 is coming to a close right now. My name has been Jay. I've been your host for the last hour plus. Now I'm going to play one of the greatest songs of all time for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's by The Fall. It's called the NWRA. It came out in 1980 on their album Grotesque. The NWRA stands for The North Will Rise Again, which will be all too apparent when you listen to the song. Hopefully you'll come back and listen to Dynamite Hammerage Radio 159 when I record it 2 weeks from now. Hopefully you'll stay safe, you'll wear your mask, you'll flatten the curve, you'll do what it takes to get things rolling again. And until then, remember, I can go on.
From Manchester right to Newcastle. Darlington helped a large man on his own chase of some kids who were dropping bricks and stuff through his flat window. She had a way with people like that. He kissed us and we moved on. Jimmy had Choice played one morning. The song was English Ski on Mine. They changed it, added a grand piano and turned it into a love song. How they did it, I don't know. The DJs had worsened since the rising, elaborating on nothing in praise of the track. We were was mad and laughed at the same time. The West German government had brought over large yellow trains on seaside docks. In Edinburgh I stayed on my own a few days, wandering about in the pissing rain before to be a mother in town. Time!